Hi, I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
And we are small business owners in Northwest Ohio. We thought we'd start a podcast. Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Welcome to our podcast, you guys. We're so glad you're here. And today, you get to listen to me and Lori.
Yeah, because I'm Wendy's cool friend.
You're my cool friend. And all our other cool friends were busy.
They're very busy.
They're very busy. But
doing very cool things.
Very cool things around the area. But you know what? We have a really, really nice story. I think it's interesting how we met. I think people will be interested in how we started our business and how we don't hate each other.
I know, right?
Hey.
Well, I think we're very, very blessed.
Yeah,
I do.
We are.
To like each other as much as we do.
Well, when you spend a lot of time with each other and you're, you know, and there's finances involved and just all the things, traveling together and owning a business, it can be tricky. But I think we do a really good job.
You know why we do a good job?
Why?
Because you like to be in control. And I like to let you be in control.
That's right. You are. You know what? You're right.
So it works out.
Is it because I'm a Leo?
Probably.
It's true.
I don't know.
No,
it's
you're
fun.
Right. You're very good at reading the room.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Too bad we don't have a room here to read.
I know. It's okay. It's fine. But let's tell them how. So when I first met you, I came to Teresa's teeth whitening place, right? And I met you and I'm like, this dark haired beauty is really cute. I'm like, and you were selling Mary Kay and you were rocking it. And I brought LuLaRoe leggings and we were having that event, right? Is that?
Yes, mm-hmm. That is exactly how.
Yeah.
And two entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You start, you know, usually most people start selling something else besides, you know, what you're doing now. But yeah, I remember seeing him like, oh my gosh, she's really cute. I like her. She's fun. She's always smiling. Da da da. Anyway, and then so Lori did, you had your makeup studio in downtown Sylvania.
Yeah.
And I would set the camper up out front for every fall fest in Sylvania for years.
Yeah, I was walking by. And I said, oh, hi.
Uh-huh.
If you have to use the bathroom,
yeah,
come on into the studio. And it was so funny because she's like, are you ever going to give up that space? And I said, no, I'm never going to give up that space.
Yeah, it's a great space. And I thought, oh, I just want to be down here. I want a store down here. I want to just be here. I love the energy of downtown Sylvania. And she kept saying no.
And stop. Then COVID hit.
Yeah, then COVID hit. So COVID hit, and I was working in IT at a hospital for 10 years. And I also had a boutique in the Fulton County area. I closed the boutique before COVID. I thought, you know what? I'm sorry, flip that. I quit my hospital job before COVID. And I'm like, I'm going to do my boutique business. And that's it. That was November of, I'm losing track of time.
2020.
Yes. So November 19 and then COVID March. And I just quit a hospital job. Like, so.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, you think, well, that was not very cool. That was not very cool. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So basically, my boutiques closed. You know, we pivoted.
Because no one was using the studio.
Yeah.
And do you guys remember that You've Got Mail? Uh-huh. Movie, and I always wanted a little shop, and I thought, oh my gosh, I would love to turn that into a boutique. And being the smart businesswoman that I am,
because you wanted to, but you never wanted to, because you never said okay to me. But that's fine.
Well, listen, it just wasn't the right time.
I know it wasn't. That's right.
But being the smart businesswoman that I am, I called out to Wendy. I thought, oh my gosh, what better person to ask than my friend and someone that knows all the ins and outs of everything. The funny thing was I called you and said, hey, do you want to turn that space into a boutique? And she's like, yeah. And we literally met. And a week later,
it was
a boutique. Uh-huh. And we did a pop-up with your stuff. But Wendy says to me, now, mind you, I worked out of my home, my business, for 30 years. I used the studio here and there. So she says, well, what hours would you like to work? And I was like, Oh, I don't know if I wanted to be here. I just wanted to own it. but no, so, and she taught me everything there is to know. She's still teaching me. You're an incredible. You do. You are so smart.
You're very cool.
You are. It's nice.
I don't know. You know, I just like to research. So if I find something I like, I drive it home.
But you're nice in the fact that you share it. You're not like, well, I know everything and you don't know anything.
You want other people
to know what you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of great information. But so we opened in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, have you kind of blanked out all the things we went through? Because remember how we had the pop-up and everything was, you know, we were full and we were really, really busy. And then, the government was like, I don't even remember. Like some months, nope, you were shut down. And then we went to, they can come in, but they actually have to stand 6 feet apart. Well, our boutique is literally 20 feet wide. It's not even that big. So, you're like, okay, you have to wait at the door and you can come in and you can't, the whole,
it was all a process.
Of it was a lot of process.
Well, I mean, who opens up a business
in the middle of
time?
Yeah.
Knowing how it's going to really, work out.
But it worked out really well. Did. It's weird how that year and the year after were really good years.
Right. They were.
Yeah. And we're having a good time together. So we also have our camper, I think, is fun. When we go on our events together, that's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot. We might be getting
too old. And Wendy does all that because she's the president.
I just drive it. It's not that hard. I'm going to teach you this year. You're driving it.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm
just not in my car.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here. Well, this isn't really great information, but it sure is funny. So we set up at the Glass City downtown, and I'm in the camper. And Wendy unhitched the Jeep from the camper and starts to pull away. Well, unbeknownst to her, it was still kind of hooked.
It wasn't really
and
unhitched.
And so there goes the camper with me in it. So there was that.
Yeah, the Seagate Center friend, our Finder Keepers friends think we are a hoot. You know, I like also, I think we should mention and talk about how we came up with the why for Hip to the Groove. I think it's kind of cool how we knew the musicians then didn't because they couldn't play out. All the bars were closed. Restaurants were closed. So we thought, you know what? We're going to give back some of our sales, which at that time, whatever, to the musicians so they could have some money. And I think that's really kind of how we set ourselves apart from your basic.
Yeah. And when customers were cashing out, we'd ask them if they'd like to leave a tip for the local musicians. And then we would go to bars and restaurants where those musicians were playing that we knew those specific restaurants or bars were struggling a little bit and paying less to the musicians just to be able to have live music. And we would put our
extra
money
in
their
the tips,
tip jar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And a portion of our earrings went to the sales of that, went to the local musicians. And
that's probably why, I mean, musicians are so giving. Like, they'll just volunteer, probably way too much.
Probably.
They probably do. And they just keep doing it. And that's part of the reason why we are here today, I think. And we get to have this wonderful podcast because the musicians are willing to, we'll come in and talk.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It seems
The music community in Toledo is very tight-knit. They're very supportive of one another, where sometimes people think, the bands will battle, we're playing here, and we all try to book each other and help each other out. And if someone has a situation that is not good or a traumatic situation in their family, the musicians all step up, and it's amazing what they do for their fellow musicians. Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
So what?
It's very cool.
It's very cool. So what tips would you give a future business owner, knowing all you've gone through? Putting you on the spot.
Oh my gosh, you are. Well, make sure it's your passion. Make sure that your heart is in it before your head. Don't look at the bottom line and the money. Look at who you're helping. Look at what your business is offering the community versus about you. I think that's very important because, and support other businesses. Like we, like the musicians all support all the musicians. Well, the boutiques also support all the boutiques. And people sometimes don't know that. You know, women supporting women businesses and local businesses supporting other local businesses. Mm-hmm. Because it's just very important to support each other and not compete. I remember we had the Hippie Fest. We do a Hippie Fest once a year downtown Sylvania. And we invited our other friend who owned a boutique and had a trip. And mm-hmm. it's just funny how people think, because they walked in the store like, oh, my gosh, do you know that she's down there? You know,
yeah.
like,
yeah, we invited her.
We invited uh-huh. her. Like, life, everybody just needs to, you know, love each other. But mm-hmm.
I would say that's the first, the passion and what.
Make sure.
Why, your why. Know your why. Yeah. Why you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So. And find a good accountant. We wear all a lot of hats, and you tend to think, it's my business, so I'm going to do the social media, the inventory, the accounting. I'm going to work at the store. I'm going
delegate.
To.
Delegate.
You got to learn. There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Learn to delegate and find those people that, you know, no one's going to do it as well as us because it's our thing. It's ours.
And it is hard to let go.
But you can find
certain things.
Yeah, but you can find good people. And I strongly recommend if you do that, you look around and find those people. Yeah. So here we are in our, are we going on our fourth year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Now this year, the economy's been a little sketchy, but we won't even get into that. But so Lori and I now have other jobs. we have side gigs and gigs on top of the side gig.
Yes. Yeah. Lots
but
of things.
We have lots of things, but that's okay. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of other business people before I started to do this. And anybody that I've talked to who's been in it like 20, 30, 40 years are like, you just keep doing it and you find ways to make it work. Sometimes you'll have to take your own money, put it into the business, and you'll get it back. Just time kind of has to work itself out. But at least we are having a good time.
Right? You have to.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a good time.
You do. You do. Yeah. I just love our area in Redbird, the whole Redbird Art District. So we'll have to get a lot of our friends from downtown to come on the show. I mean, we have two great galleries. I don't know. Are they award-winning? Like, I don't know if
they're. Well, in my eyes, they're award-winning.
They really are. They have, like, some of the most fabulous pieces in there. And then we have. I don't know. It's just it's a wonderful little town, and I'm happy to be there. I'm really glad you moved out of there, and we're in together. I'm glad it paid off. We have to give a shout out to Teresa.
Yes.
Because, you know, she's our mutual good friend, and she kind of pushed us, to, you know, into the
together,
whole, together, like, you guys should get together. She was right.
What would be your advice?
Well, definitely, like I said, an accountant, learn that to diversify. Don't get down on yourself because the economy is what it is. And sometimes, you know, it seems like there's ebb and flow of all businesses. And I think definitely go do your research. If you want to open your own business, find 3 to 4 mentors that are similar, who have been doing it for over 10, 20 years, and just sit down and have a conversation with them. They'll have so much to tell you. When I Right before I met you, I was going to open a place in downtown Toledo where my son's bar is, the exact same spot. And I reached out to a mutual friend and said, what do you think about a store down there? And he's like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like, I don't think retail was going to work. If it is, you got to wait at least 10, 15 years for it to happen in downtown. And I feel in my heart, of course, COVID then hit right after that. But I feel like that was good advice. And then he also told me, you know, like when you're renting out a space, it's, you know, you have 1,000 square feet, it should be this amount per square foot. And the rent that the person wanted at the time was triple that. I didn't even know. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Sounds good. Huh? So those kinds of things are, I think, really important. But
very important.
Mm-hmm.
So now on a personal level, Wendy.
Gosh. Oh,
why don't we just tell them a little bit about our lives? Just,
oh, all right.
Just real short and sweet.
Okay.
Because Wendy has a whole tribe.
I have
of
a volleyball team. Oh, you can go first. You want me to go first? I don't care. I guess I'm older. I'll go first. I mean, I have 5 wonderful children aging from, oh my goodness, I think Nick's going to be 40. How old am I? If I'm 57, I'm going to be 50. Yeah. He's going to be 40, owner of Wildside Brewing Company, father of 3 wonderful kids. Wonderful wife, Noelle, and Paul, who has my adorable grandson, Bear, works at Wildside, hardworking,
wonderful person, Cash, Sophie, and JJ. And Cash is just graduating with a cybersecurity degree. If anybody is hiring, please call me. No. He's looking. I'm sorry, you don't have to call me, but he is looking, and it's a hard field to get into. Sophie's an esthetician, and Jaylee is going to college this year. They're just great kids. And my husband, Ben, is a third grade teacher for like 30 years now. My husband, if you ever see him, he looks like he should be, and this is not bad. I think it's actually really kind of cute. But he looks like a woodsman. A Harley drive-in, you know, bear type of big man. And he teaches third grade. And it's just funny because for the first year when he walks in, the kids are like, oh, you know, help. And then, I'm not kidding, literally 2 weeks later, he is the most requested teacher in the district, and I'm very proud of that. And he's a basketball coach. And I think in 18 years, he's lost 11 games. That's really good.
That's very good.
Yeah. Have I left anybody out? I have a lot of dogs.
Oh, yeah. She's got dogs, a tortoise, and two birds.
Yeah.
People are very interested in this.
Yeah. And Lori?
Well, I'm originally from upstate New York. I toured on the road with a band, ended up in Toledo 34 years ago. And I've been trying to get back to upstate New York ever since. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not true.
I'm just teasing.
She always says, I have to interject, she often says when people walk in and they'll say, hey, have you been to this? She goes, no, I'm not from here. She's lived here almost 40 years.
But I don't know where I'm going all the time. No.
Thank goodness for GPS.
You know, I have four children, two stepdaughters, and my two. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot. I could have never added one more to that bunch. I have a significant other, Gary, and that's really about it.
Well, that's,
My daughter is a singer-songwriter, Ella Cole. She's going to be joining us on the show soon. And my son is in high school over at Northview, and he's also a musician. And my older stepdaughter is also a musician. I looked at Joey and I said, okay, you've got to go to college, because if I raise one more full-time musician, I'm going to question my parenting. Nothing is wrong with full-time musicians, guys. But, you just wonder. So that's about it.
Yeah. No, they're really talented. Very talented family. You go to her house and there's always music usually being played. You should be also an interior decorator. If this doesn't work out, that's what you can go to.
Thanks.
And if you ever need to buy a pillow, go to Lori's house.
Thank you for joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Piper, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to wgte.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.